All right, Rebbe, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. On page Reish Vav, the paragraph of Hanakuda. Hanakuda Hapanimis Benefesh Hil Kol Kach Dako. This point that they're trying to make about this discovery of this internal peace, this being able to hear this inner voice, is so fine and nuanced. Shehi enena nitna lahavara. It can't really be given over. Nitin lahazbir miaminu mismol, mikadima meachora, milamata, milamalo ulam milamata, lahakif is kala shishatzlaus, aval etzim hanakuda enena nitna lahavara. Remember the examples that he gave yesterday, that there are certain things that you can give over, and certain things where you could give a description of it over, but you can't give over the essence of it. Sod, who davar shegam kisha omrim oso la adam befamale, va'af yuchal lahaklid zos, achulo shomea klum, ki asod hu lo milim, hasod zohi tinucha misuyemes benefesh etofeses es hadavar. He says, if you tell someone over a secret, so secrets can never truly be heard, because a secret often is not contained within the words, but rather the secret is contained itself within an understanding. Gam rechiva al ofanayim. So too, the truth is riding a bike. Excuse me. Thank you. Gam rechiva al ofanayim. So too, again, the riding bike. On a high level, we would call that a secret. Madua, what's the reason? Because the truth is, you can't really explain to someone how to go ahead and ride a bike. So anything that is much more of an internal understanding than it is something, concrete, it's called the sod. Remember, again, he gave the example of the bike, because at Lemaisa, that was the example yesterday, is you could explain for 2 hours about how to ride a bike, but the truth is the only way to actually learn it is to do it. If Adam haven zos miatzmo haven, vim lo haven, afilo im nakdim lo es kolak domos sheba olam, hu lo yitfos es hadavar mikoach hakdomos. Hakdomos rak mikarvos oso ad hanakuda, mikan ve'ilach alav lehit kadem levad. So again, anytime you have what he calls this sod, this secret, so ultimately, again, this cannot really be described in concrete terms, but at the end of the day, you could explain certain things up to a point, but then from a certain point forward, the individual needs to act in order to experience. Yelet kata melamdin oso lalachas. A young child, you could teach him to walk. Aval halimud naase rak ad shlav nisuyam. But the teaching could only happen until a particular point. She'az ozvim oso v'nosnim lo lalechas levad. So, right? So so we know that you teach a little child, you first hold on to their hands, then they go ahead and they walk along with you. But at some point in time, you have to go ahead and let go. And the only way the child really learns to walk is when the child does it on their own. Zehu ha-mashal ha-amok l'cholachayim ha-pinim shal-adam. The truth is, this is a good mashal for the entire inner dynamic of man. Anachnu mekablim harbe hadrachos mibachutz. We receive a lot of instruction from the outside. Chalkon yoser michuvanos, v'yoser miduyakos, v'chalkon omdos pachos b'miskeres hamiduyakes. So some life instruction is specific, some is very non-specific. Aval gam im ha'adam mekabel hakavana miduyakes lechalutin. Ein ze ela ad tap of rej zayin, hanukuda hapinimis. Benukuda hapinimis hi nishar levad. So we'll say this is very important. What the Mechaber is saying is like this, that we've been speaking all about until now these ideas or strategies that would help me to find my inner I. That's what helped me to find who and what I am. And these are things that allow me to become better acquainted with my internal side, my neshama, which is the dominant part of my identity. But at a certain point in time, so any type of external strategies are not going to work. And in order for a person ultimately to discover their inner eye, they're going to have to go at it by themselves. They're going to have to explore inward on their own and be able to discover who they are. Obviously, we're going to define what this is. Hadvarim she'amru yomru beramash shanisayin lahachnis es ha'adam adenakuma ha'pinimis. Everything we're saying is in order to allow a person to really reach the innermost part of who and what they are. Benekuda ha'pinimis ala adam lehistadir levad. In discovering the inner eye, a person really has to discover that all on their own. Kimosh amar hilal hazakim leger v'idach zil gamer hagamer hu mitoch atzmicha mitoch ha'adam. As Hillel said to the convert, this is the famous story where the convert says, "Teach me kol haTorah kula." So Hillel goes ahead and says, "Madisani alecha lechavercha lo savid, that which you don't want done to yourself, don't do to someone else. V'idach zil gamer, and everything else you have to go and learn." So he explains how gemar. Gemar means what Hillel was saying is, listen, I can only give you so much instruction. From this point in on, you have to go ahead and figure it out yourself. Mitocha Adam, from inside you. The more that a person is an introspective or reflective individual, lo rak bardas machshavti, not just an intellectual individual, ela bal tevuna amuka believe, but really a really thoughtful individual, who yikariv es atzmo yosher lenekuda hapinimis. He will bring himself closer to that inner point. The ukechosha adam hu yosher chacham, ach ein lo havana daka benefesh, yiksha alav liklot es hadvarim. So we'll say it's a very important yisod, that what he's really describing over here is this last piece, which is this last journey inward to be able to discover who I really am at my core is probably the hardest part of the process, because everything we've been dealing until now has to do with strategies that are somewhat external. Even the notion of bringing time to think ultimately again is something that I'm actively doing. Now what we're describing over here is this journey inward, and this, he explains, is the last part, that's the hardest part of this process of discovering the inner eye. Hikdamna hakdama zu b'chtei shelo tiyeh hatiya. Advarim lo yimatsu esatalich ad hanakuda achron. And of course, this is very important. He gives a little disclaimer. Everything we've done until now will not bring you to the true discovery of the inner eye, unless, of course, I have this last piece. He migiu ad oso shlav shel horadas galgali ha'ezer me'afnayim. So we'll say everything we've done until now. So remember again what we've spoken about in terms of refining of action and speech and thought and taking time to think. And now we come to this last part, ultimately, of even shutting down thought and just being able to truly focus on what I am internally. So if I don't have this last part of shutting down thought and focusing on what I am internally, he says, it's like I'm riding the bike, but the training wheels are on it. Al az yishayer ha'adam hayeled shebanu litvos es hanakuda ha'pnimis shebo levad. So we'll say, and again, what I'll suggest is, many people go through life with training wheels. It could be that most people go through life with training wheels, that they never really are able to fully understand who and what they are. They're doing many ones. Now, I would humbly suggest that it is certainly much better to go through life on training wheels than it is never to get on the bike. There's no shaila. So living life on training wheels is still a good first start. But at the end of the day, our goal is to remove the training wheels and to be able to truly, fully understand who we are on the inside. And that only comes if we're willing to take that last step. And it's during that last step where ultimately, again, we're willing to go at it on our own. We're willing to shut down all of the other processes and discover who we are. Of course, remember, right now, all he's been is describing a step, which he just described initially as a stoppage of thought, which then ultimately afterwards allows for a person to discover who and what they are on the inside. But we have not actually seen how to accomplish that process or what that process looks like. So you haven't missed it. You haven't missed it. But we're just pointing out what it is that we have to do. Now we have to put the meat on the bones and figure out how to do it. So we'll stop over here for today, because we're going to get a few minute head start on the daf.